The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We're talking about a party, not a game, not a game. We're talking about a party. Welcome in the beginning of another edition of the Ben Maller Show as we are in the air everywhere, eyeball to eyeball, metaphorically, of course, as we are not visible to the naked eye. Coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the vast and irresistibly powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from inside the greasy spoon. We are frying up, piping hot sports takes all night long under the cover of darkness. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Hope all is well with you. We're back at it again here, slaving away over the hot microphones of Fox Sports Radio and that blaring hot on-air light. And our lead this hour coming from the Rocky Mountains. Now, we can all agree, every man, woman, and child, we can all agree on one thing. The Broncos blow. They're a dirty diaper is what they are on the field. But, man, have they been wonderful. Chef's kiss when it comes to content for sports radio. I'd like to thank Russell Wilson, Nathaniel Hackett, everyone else who's bad at their job because they've been great for my job. Now, among the headlines, Russell Wilson, latest headlines, Russell Wilson has lost some people in the Denver locker room. That's been bouncing around. The report came from the Pravda News Service, also known as the NFL Network, state-sponsored media. Now, another wrinkle on that front based on a celebration. Now, if you didn't hear, maybe not, maybe you're not up to speed on this, so we've learned that the Broncos as an organization, the entire roster was invited to Russell Wilson's 34th birthday party. Even Parker the Snow Dog was invited by Sierra. But we are told that only about half the team showed up. Only about half the team showed up, despite all of the players and many of the support staff being invited. Now, it's unclear which members of the Broncos attended this old hootenanny in Colorado, but according to whispers around the NFL, it doesn't matter. This has been weaponized as direct evidence of dysfunction in the Mile High City, and it goes back to Russell Wilson. So Wilson was asked about losing the locker room, the discord in the Denver locker room. Now, did he A, confirm the NFL Network report, B, deny it, or C, say no comment? Those are your options, multiple choice. A, confirm, B, deny, or C, no comment. Well, let's go to the audio tape. Take a listen for yourself.
I mean, I got great relationships in that locker room. So whoever is trying to tear it down, you can't. You know, I think that the best thing about it is that it's been an amazing journey coming here, moving here, being here.
Okay, see, great relationships. All right, now here's one more from Russ, who wants you to know that there's a lot of love. There's a lot of love in Broncoland.
You know, this is a great team. You know, and we got great players. I'm honored to be here. I'm honored to play with this team and these guys. You know, and so there's always noise, especially when things aren't going the way that you want it to all the time. And so the thing is that you don't bat an eye. You know that my biggest goal every day is to continue to try to lead at the highest level and to be consistent every day with my approach, to never change and not let the highs of life change you, and not let the lows. Just be consistent with your approach and knowing that I love these guys every day, man, and who they are, what they're about, and how they impact this community and what they've done. It's a blessing to be on this team, and I'm honored to be a part of this.
All right, let's discuss the question on this one. Russell Wilson being lambasted because of the attendance, the poor attendance at his birthday party, is that inbounds or out of bounds? So I have determined, I'm going to surprise you, out of bounds. I believe it's out of bounds. I've got Kevin Costner, Artisan, and Monarch. And we will tie all of these things together, and we're going to make Rocky Mountain oysters, which is what the Broncos have been serving up on a regular basis. So, A, I am all for bashing Russell Wilson. It's its own cottage industry. And I'm not going to be the guy behind the microphone here, the bully pulpit, that says, no, that's not right. No, we've gotten multiple Maller monologues on this program since at least September, and probably before that. I'd have to go back and check my notes. But despite that, right, Russell Wilson's birthday party and the amount of people that did show up or didn't show up, that being used as artillery, the word is lame. Lame. And it's a social event. It's irrelevant. This is a... The person that's responsible for this being a story is Kevin Costner. It's his fault. Do you remember that cheeseball NFL movie from a few years back called Draft Day? Remember, it was not a great movie, but they had a GM, fake GM of the Cleveland Browns named Kevin Costner in that film. And the storyline, part of the storyline included, if I remember correctly, the fake faux number one pick. There was concern, though, because he had no friends. No friends. Remember that? No friends showed up to the birthday party, the 21st birthday party of the fake player. So that's why this is being blasted in the mega, mega, megaphone with Russell Wilson. But on this side of the microphone, it is a work of Shakespeare. Much ado about nothing. It's peanuts. It's chicken feed. And I'm going to tell you why. It's not a mandatory event, and I would say getting 50% of any group of people to attend anything that's not mandatory is pretty good. And you've got a lot of variables here. You've got geography. I'm sure there were some players that were injured, didn't want to travel. There were other players who are introverts, didn't want to hang out. And I'm sure there are players that hate Russell Wilson and think that he's the biggest nerd in the world and want nothing to do with him. But that doesn't mean that that's like a big, big deal, because any team, there's going to be a clique of players that don't like the quarterback. You know, I get why you would not want to go to a party hosted by Russ. Have you seen some of his preppy friends on these TikTok videos? These are not people you want to hang out with. These are pretentious, smarmy hipsters. That's not my crowd, and I don't know many that want to hang out with those circle of people. But I'm sure they're out there. But I don't know many of those people. They're like that, and I actually kind of relate to this story. Every year, I would throw no parties. I'm married though, and my wife loves parties, and so I get dragged along. I get dragged along. I mean, I would have no of it. I would keep my house. My house would be like Fort Knox. No one would be in my home. But my wife likes to invite people over. And so usually once or twice a year, we have some kind of event. And I'll invite a number of people. And many people will say they're going to attend. And then they don't show up. Some people will never go. Because I know for a fact there are many people that just don't want to drive a certain distance. I get it. I wouldn't want to do that either. But if you want to write the story, it's the power of the pen, right? You want to write the story. Oh, Maller's. Oh, yeah, everyone hates Maller. Nobody wants to go to his party, right? You can write that, or you can write it a different way. It just depends on how you want to spin the story. Now, page two. What is the biggest problem for Russell Wilson in Denver? Can we pinpoint the problem? Well, the obvious answer is the loudest in the room, the performance review. And he has simply submitted subpar work all season, on and off the field. A lack of basic understanding of human relations. Going up and down the plane, high-stepping to London at a job-related function. You've got that. The customers of the business are frustrated with the performance of the employee. Also appears to be unable to retain information necessary to perform the duties properly to play quarterback for the Broncos. So to put it another way, Russell Wilson has been working at a delicatessen. He's an artisan, and he's eating and making panic sandwiches every Sunday, sometimes on Monday, occasionally on Thursday. And it's been quite the reality check in Colorado. Russ is the NFL's 29th ranked quarterback. We're more than halfway through the season, and Russ is 29th in the NFL, and he has worse statistics than players like Carson Wentz and Matt Ryan, who both have been benched, although Ryan is back. In the red zone, that's really where Russ has gone off the cliff here. He is dead last among regular starters in the NFL, those that have started all season, with a passer rating of 67.1. In the red zone, he's completing less than 45% of his passes inside the opponent's 20-yard line. It has been a kamikaze mission watching the Broncos in the red zone with Russ under center. All right, last word here. So some in Colorado are looking for a change under center. Believe it or not, yeah, the Broncos are 3-8. They stink. Firmly doing the backstroke in the AFC sewer. And so Nathaniel Hackett was asked during his recent news conference, the in-over-his-skis Broncos coach, whether he's considering making a change at the quarterback position. Hackett, without missing a beat, answered right to the point. Right at the camera, he said, right now, no. He said that right now, of course, is weasel terminology. So that means in the middle of the week, he's not thinking about changing quarterbacks. But that could change today or tomorrow. So let us discuss. Is Russell Wilson in danger of being benched? Is that conceivable or implausible? So what I have on my card, I have unrealistic. It's unrealistic. The Broncos have made Russell Wilson the monarch of the Mile High City. He's the monarch. He's the sovereign ruler of Denver's imperial football realm. For better or worse, and there's a sliding scale on this, right? The higher you're drafted, the harder it is for you to be removed. We saw Zach Wilson, who was serving up bottles of puke for the Jets for weeks, but they kept putting him out there because he was the number two pick in the draft, and they wanted to justify the pick. And then finally, there was the point of demarcation where you said, that's it, we've got to pull the guy. And in Denver, it's not that Russ was drafted by the Broncos, but you and I both know the more money you make, the less likely you are to get benched. And Wilson agreed before, sight unseen, to a five-year obscene contract with $161 million guaranteed. He's getting $57 million this year. He's locked and loaded with the Broncos till 2026. Additionally, the backup plan is flimsy at best. If the Broncos decide to bench Russell Wilson in any of the remaining six games, the backup is Brett Rypien. I would rather have Mark Rypien under center at this point. Rypien, the son of, relative of a legend, is one of the, he's on the minimum. He's not a prodigy by any means.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team, a driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Cameron Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two because, as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Papi.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0. Winner, chicken dinner, homie.
The Immaculate Reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting shortchanged, if you will. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, face to face. as we arrive late to the party. But at least we're there, Russ. We're showing up. We're just late to the party. Coast to coast, border to border, and beyond on the best and gigantically powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the skull, the skullduggery of Jock Talk. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And we're back at it again this hour. Good to have you with us here as we are hanging out together. So our lead coming from the Grand Canyon State, as the bird nest continues to crumble in Arizona. Another day and another gut punch to the pint-sized quarterback of the Cardinals. Man, how the mighty fall. You build them up and you knock them down. And you've been paying attention. Check this out or not. Maybe you missed it. So let's get you the details. A Minnesota Viking, Patrick Peterson, the big PP there. Patrick Peterson unloading on Kyler Murray. A rant for the ages. It was a mini rant, but it was still a rant for the ages. Well, you can't have a big rant about Kyler because it's got to be fun size. So this all happened on a podcast. Apparently, Peterson has a podcast. Everyone has a podcast. I have a podcast. Everyone's got one of these things. No one's listening to them, but we've all got them. Anyway, Peterson was talking about the Cardinal situation. He does this show with someone named Brian McFadden. I don't know who that is. It's a podcast called The All Things Covered. Never heard of it. But on the podcast, they were talking about Coach Cliff Kingsbury, the GQ model, moonlighting as an NFL coach, sashaying up and down the catwalk on the sidelines. And they were discussing that he's going to be the fall guy. He will be blamed. Kingsbury, the scapegoat for the problems in the nest there for the Cardinals. And we'll play this clip for you. Peterson, now the first voice you're going to hear is the guy, Brian McFadden. The next voice is Peterson as he rears back on his hind legs to unload on his former teammate. Let's go to the audio tape.
But it tells me he doesn't care about his head coach. And he's putting everything on the head coach, basically saying,
Kyler Murray don't care about nobody but Kyler Murray. That's just a matter of the fact.
Oh, shot fired. Shot fired. Body blow. Body blow. Play it again. Play it again. I got to hear it again. Play it again. Play it again.
It tells me he doesn't care about his head coach. And he's putting everything on the head coach, basically saying,
Kyler Murray don't care about nobody but Kyler Murray. That's just a matter of the fact.
Oh, God. This is music to the soul. It really is. Man, oh, man. The nectar of the gods. Now, Kyler saw this bouncing around the social media network. I guess he took a break from video gaming, and he saw this quote bouncing around. Maybe he was multitasking while playing Call of Duty or something like that. He saw this, and then he gave a rebuttal. And Murray responded, saying in a very small response, Kyler said, this isn't true, of the quote attributed to Patrick Peterson of the Vikings. He said, you on some weird poopy, except he didn't say poopy. He said the S word. You got my number, Murray continuing his mini rant. If you really felt like this as a big bro or mentor, you supposed to call me and tell me, not drag me so your podcast can grow. Close quote. All right, so let us discuss the question. Is Patrick Peterson's criticism of Kyler Murray fair or foul? And as the umpire on the video replay, fair ball! That is a fair ball! I've got boarding pass, wallowing, and Pixar. And we will combine all of these things together, and we're going to make a fun-size candy bar for the fun-size quarterback. So number one!
Number one!
All right. This is Patrick Peterson, unfiltered, in the raw. We try to avoid all athlete sound bites because we don't get anything good. Every once in a while, we get something that stands out. This is one of those rare and appropriate times it happened. This is not locker room talk. It wasn't out of bounds. It was also not some kind of offhand grab ass kidding around. No, we played it for you. Peterson interjected. He didn't have to say what he said. The conversation was about Cliff Kingsbury, and Kyler Murray's name came up in the conversation, and he interjected. He made his statement in a clear, concise manner, and he slowed down. He wasn't going rapid fire. It was on point. It was on point. Now, that being said, I want the record to show for the Honorable Patrick Peterson, this is not an original take. Peterson merely repeating the quiet part out loud. If you've been with me and you've been part of this show for many, many years, you know that we have given you the inside skinny on this. I've been attacked by toadies in the Arizona media over the years for calling out the truth. It's always the last people to know are the fanboys in the media. But we have been yapping and screaming and barking at the moon about the shortcomings of Alligator Arms Kyler Murray for many, many years. It appears now finally the age of reason is here. The rest of the NFL community has decided, okay, we're good on this. And Patrick Peterson got a boarding pass on the short bus, and he's part of the bus now, and we thank him for that. Now, page two. How did you grade the response? Now, we had the statement. We played the statement from Patrick Peterson. We told you that Kyler Murray responded on the social networks, his rebuttal to Patrick Peterson. So much like his play on the field on any given Sunday, Kyler Murray gets on my report card here an F. Okay, he gets an F. He's a dope. All right? Kyler Murray has the chutzpah, as my late grandfather would say, of wallowing waist deep in victimhood. Right? That's what he's doing with that soundbite. He's painting himself as the victim. Now, what is my evidence here? He's failing to take responsibility for his own actions. He, yet again, showing he is stuck in his own world. It's all about him. He's selfish that Peterson somehow owes him something. And Kyler is looking to get some cheap clout points online. Because in the matrix of social networks, if you're the victim, you're a rock star. Everyone loves you and say, oh, I feel so bad for you. You're the victim. Oh, it's so terrible. And everyone puts you on a pedestal. That's not how we roll on this show. And so Patrick Peterson, what he did here, giving his opinion and Murray shaming him because, oh, you just want to get your podcast. You want to grow your podcast, right? He said, yeah, you're just trying to drag me so your podcast can grow. He pointed out, and it's absolute rubbish. Peterson does not play for the Cardinals. Hello, he's on the Vikings, and if Arizona wanted him to be a big brother and a mentor, they should have kept him around. He was a very successful player in Arizona, and spoiler alert, they didn't. And what's the point of being an athlete on a podcast if you don't give strong opinions? You know how many athletes have podcasts? All of them. And 99.9% of them are unlistenable dreck unless you're a Kool-Aid drinking fanboy. They're terrible. There's only a few that stand out, and the only way you stand out is to say things that are interesting. And that's what Peterson did. Good for him. Mazel tov. Unfortunately, Kyler Murray pitched a shutout on our scoreboard. Better luck capturing one of those enemy flags on Call of Duty. Then you'll get 200 points. You got none here. But we have palpable evidence that what Patrick Peterson said is true about Kyler Murray, that he is rowing the douche canoe. And you can judge a book by its cover. Not all the time, but in this case you can. Berating his coach during a game on tape by NFL Films. Pulled himself out of a playoff game because his team was losing and he had one of the worst playoff games of all time against the LA Rams last postseason. And then, after being pulled out of the game by himself, by the team wanted to put him back in, he didn't want to go back in the game. He then pouted. He had pouty face, had a conniption fit on the bench after a historically god-awful playoff performance. Kyler Murray has been described as self-centered, immature, and a finger pointer. And that's the kind stuff that they say. He's volatile. He's a bad teammate. Good video game player, bad teammate. And Murray has the personality of a potato, but not an Idaho potato, a cheap ripoff potato grown somewhere else. All right, final point. So what is it going to take for Kyler Murray to see the light, to change his ways? And based on a minutes-long investigation, at this point in time, it's game, set, and match. It's over. I do not see a scenario where Kyler has an epiphany. Kyler Murray may have gone to Texas Tech and Oklahoma and all that, but he graduated from Pixar's Monster University, Arizona. Arizona created and enabled this scary monster of a quarterback encouraging bad behavior. Now, ultimately, it's on Kyler Murray, but he was empowered by the dum-dums with the Cardinals. Now, they did at the very last minute. They tried. They issued some tough love, and they attempted to hold Kyler accountable in his contract. And it turns out that while they had good intentions and good reason to word Kyler Murray's contract the way they did to stay off the video games while watching film. 4 hours a week. That's all that they were asking. 4 hours a week for millions of dollars to watch film and not play video games. Of course, unless that's standard verbiage in Tom Brady's contract and Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts and all the other contracts. So what happened? Well, what happened is Kyler Murray got upset. He huffed and puffed, and the media jock sniffers, the toe suckers, they shamed the Cardinals. There was an uproar. And Arizona is, okay, we'll genuflect. We'll bet that. And now here you are. And so the future, here's what it looks like. Here's what it looks like. A turnstile. Coaching staff changes. Teammates will change. They'll change the receivers, the offensive line. The only one that's going to stick around is the little fella. The Oompa Loompa, Kyler Murray, Alligator Arms Murray, $189 million, guaranteed. And there is no out in that contract, no escape portal until 2028. By then, Kyler Murray will be a Hall of Famer, not in Canton, Ohio, the video game Hall of Fame, online, but my goodness, what a stew. You know who approves the Kyler Murray contract? The Rams, Seahawks, and 49ers. Good job by you, because this guy ain't it. He ain't it.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
Lily Herman, my co-host in season one, helped me choose a team. A driver, and then...
Well, we sent you on your jolly way.
Yeah.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
I'm Michael Costa, comedian, Daily Show correspondent.
And we're back with season two, because as it turns out, F1's newest fan is still a little...
dazed and confused.
Join us for season two of Choosing Sides F1 as we dive deeper into the rabbit hole of the pinnacle of motorsports.
Who makes money here?
What's CFD?
How do you manage a tire?
You, get back in there.
What are the rumors? What's the gossip?
But you also know that someone's listening to your radio.
I'm going to pull up a picture of a tea cozy. I want to see what this thing looks like.
Are you going to be doing that accent this whole pod?
Listen to season two of Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts. You find it.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on,
the more worried he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Papi.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner.
The immaculate reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Maller.
How about that?
To the third degree. This is when Big Ben gets grilled.
All right, let's get to it. Koopa Loop here. By the way, Don Wright, he wrote in, he said Eugene is the new leader for Caller of the Year. Eugene in Michigan, who used to make Oldsmobiles and now is on auction 24 hours a day. All right, Koopa Loop, what do we have here, Coop?
Von Miller announced on his podcast that he is hoping to return in time for the Bills' Week 14 game against the Jets.
Yeah.
Ben, how important do you think Von Miller is for the Bills' overall success?
Well, we're going to handicap the game later. He's the center of attention on defense. He's the focal point of the opposing offensive line and the extra, you know, running back you keep in the block or whatnot. And so, you know, you'd think the Patriots would have an advantage this week with Von Miller out. And the Bills have good players, but they only have a few game breakers. And Von Miller is one of those guys on defense. And the sacks, I mean, we all know from watching football, a sack ends a drive, a quarterback hit can mess up a drive and stop teams from matriculating the ball down the field. But it's dirty dishes. That's the problem for Buffalo, because if it was only Von Miller, you'd say, okay, they can get past that. But you also have Von Miller's backup is hurt. The Bills have three starters who are injured on defense, both defensive ends and linebacker Tremaine Edmonds. So they've got a lot of issues there. All right, next!
New Vegas odds are out, and not only are the Chiefs now favorites to win the Super Bowl, but Patrick Mahomes is also the favorite to win MVP. Ben, do you think Mahomes wins over Jalen Hurts or Tua?
Yeah, so I've got Mahomes. As you know, I did say before the year, for whatever it's worth, on that dopey thing in the studio there, I wrote Patrick Mahomes as the MVP. The Chiefs got rid of his alpha dog, his doggy, Tyreek Hill, gone. Hasn't missed a beat. Kansas City right at the top of the AFC, right there with Miami. And Mahomes has been able to solidify things with a lesser nucleus. And you look at Jalen Hurts and Tua, they both got help, big-time players, A.J. Brown and the Cheetah, respectively. So it's subtraction versus addition, advantage. Patty Mahomes, He is your leader right now in Kansas City. Well, I will be appearing later today, Coop, on the local morning show as a guest on 610 Sports there in Kansas City. Next!
It is being reported that Don Mattingly is close to landing a deal to join the Blue Jays coaching staff. How long do you think Mattingly spends there before getting another shot at managing?
Forever! Listen, I love Donnie Baseball. 61 years old, I believe now. 26 seasons as a player and a manager. He had a great run. It's very unlikely he gets another swing as the lead guy other than an interim basis in the big leagues. And he does have a good Rolodex, though. He's been around enough teams since he left the Yankees where maybe there's something there. The most interesting thing, he turned down a Yankee TV job to work for the Blue Jays. Wow. All right. How did we do?
You passed this edition.
That is a win. I won, JJ and Renton. I won. I am a winner.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. It's now time for...
Well, hurry, I can hardly wait.
Ask Ben.
Twitter!
Send us your questions on Twitter now.
You know what this week is? It's open mic night at the Comedy Club with Dahmer over there. Unbelievable. Hey, this portion of the show made possible by Discover Card. We can talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we can talk about how with Discover you can redeem your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. I mean, talk about amazing. Learn more at discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Over to the Koopa Loop for the reading of the questions.
All right, JD and KC wants to know for the crew, what was the first video game system that you owned? And then which one was your favorite?
Yeah, so I mean, I'm old. I remember going to arcades and playing video games. So I had a Nintendo, and it came with like a bunch of games, man. Like Duck Hunt, and there were Mario Brothers. We had, it was awesome. But that would be the one. Brian?
I would say Xbox 360. How many hours I wasted playing Halo in college, I'll never get
that back. Was your first gaming system, an Xbox 360?
Well, no, I mean, N64, but the one that I really spent the most time was Halo 2. Well,
nobody cares
2,
what you
Halo
spent
3.
The most time on. It's a very, you always remember your first when you're a video game version. You remember that.
You always remember your first
time. All right,
time,
moving
Ben.
On. Roberto, please, we must expedite this. We don't have tons of time.
First one I ever had was Nintendo. Favorite, maybe underrated, was Nintendo 64. I loved playing Nintendo 64. It was great.
That was a solid.
Yeah, it was great.
Remember the old baseball games? Well, I'm old. Like, I remember like Tecmo Bowl's football. That was like that was before that. But that was awesome, man. Bo Jackson.
Bases loaded on.
Oh yeah,
Nintendo.
That was good.
Yeah.
Oh, my poor dear mom. She probably died earlier because I made her watch me play when I got I started winning. What about you, Coop?
My first console was a Super Nintendo. I used to play Ken Griffey baseball on there.
Oh, that was a good game. Too.
Yeah. And then my favorite console, man, N64 was great, but yeah. I think I got to go with the PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
That's the one for you?
Yeah. NBA Street was great on that game.
One.
Yeah, I love that game.
All right, what's next? Let's keep it going. It's Ask Ben. Your questions, our answers.
All right. Let's see. Joe in Okinawa wants to know for everybody in the crew, do you own any stock? If so, how are you doing?
Yes, and don't ask. No, it's not like everyone else. It's not been good. The last year has not been kind. And I also learned something last year about capital gains taxes I did not know about, which educated me quite a bit to not be as active on Wall Street. What about you, Brian?
I own stock. It's in your head, and it's going well.
Oh, God. Roberto.
No, I do not.
All right. Koopaloop.
Yes. And, you know, it's down right now, but I play the long game. I've owned most of my shares for years and years. So overall, it's good.
It's the ebb and flow of life. And I'm the same way. I used to be trading quite actively, but I've decided to hold off on that. All right. What is next here? What do we have? It's Ask Ben.
All right. Where was this one? Oh, late night drug tester wants to know, what is the best thing to add to hot chocolate? Whipped cream, marshmallows, or hard liquor?
Yeah, so I'm a whipped cream guy. That's how I roll. Finley?
I'm not surprised about that comment from you. I would go with liquor, even though I don't drink.
You're an idiot.
Okay.
Don't drink hot chocolate anymore. When I did, it was whipped cream.
Yeah. Cool.
I also do not drink hot chocolate anymore, but when I did, marshmallows all the way.
I like the whipped cream. I like the whipped cream. But I only do it when my voice gets a little frazzled. I'll have tea or hot chocolate. All right, what is next here? To Ask Ben, your questions, our answers.
This is a weird one from Ferg Dog. He wants to know if you've ever thought about getting a Roomba.
No, I've not ever thought. Eddie has one, I think, right?
I think he does.
Yeah, he has one.
I mean, I'm lazy, but I'm not that lazy. Brian?
Yeah, I have one. I think that Fur Dog actually commented on it, so it helps pick up all the dog hair.
Okay.
Must be where that question comes from.
Oh, all right. Roberto?
No, I don't. No.
Coop? No.
I wouldn't get one of those.
I don't either. I didn't think that they were good for pet hair. That's the only reason I I'm lazy also. That'd be great if it just vacuumed all the time, but I thought that, you know, right, pet hair is going to get all clogged up.
One more quick one. No. Pressure's on.
I don't know.
Coop. Coop. Drop the ball. Bumble.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Last season, on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets
and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.